Welcome to the A1 Content Podcast. My name is John, and today we're going to talk about 7 ways you can market your small business online. Let's go. Before I get started in this week's episode, I just want to say thank you for everybody that's joining me once again. This podcast does seem to be growing every single week. We do have accounts on Instagram and TikTok and Twitter. Plus, we have the website at a1contentservices.com. So if you want any additional information, it's all can be found there. And we can continue the conversation after the podcast on those social platforms. So thanks again for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed, please do so you get my updates every single week. This podcast is usually updated weekly, sometimes twice a week, with tips and tricks for the SEO and the digital marketer out there. That includes if you have a small business of your own and you're trying to get ahead of the competition, or if you have a client that has a small business and you just want to teach them or help them through the digital marketing world for their small business, especially as it relates to the local niche and those types of things. So thanks again for listening, and let's get started. Today's episode is going to cover 7 ways that you can market your small business or a small business in the local area especially. And I have done a few episodes like this where I talk specifically about SEO for a small business in a local area or digital marketing, but not really marketing as a whole. So we're going to dig a little bit deeper into each of these little things. And we're going to keep the understanding that, you know, most small businesses have a limited resources for marketing especially. So even though some of these include a paid option, we're going to try to discuss a few ways that you can just put your time and sweat equity into these tactics and still get some good marketing return or some return on your marketing efforts. We're not always going to turn a new customer or a user, a website user, follower into a new customer, brand new customer, but we'll definitely get them started on the path to get you to get them warmed up to your business and how you can help them with, you know, solutions that they have problems for. So let's get into the first one. The first one on our list today is search engine marketing. Now, that does sound like something you will have to pay for, and you do. It's pay-per-click through Google and Facebook, and for the most part, it's the best way to get immediate awareness of your business. More than, I would say it's 50-50 as far as consumers that go directly to a search engine to find a business or a product that they're looking for, something they want to interact with. So the audience is there. And then if you narrow that down to your local market, we're talking about just competition in, say, 10 miles around your store or in the area that you serve or ship to, you can really just kind of hone in on those exact customers maybe that don't want to go far away to get a product or a service. So using Google Ads and Facebook Ads is a little different than SEO. You know, SEO, you gain traffic organically through, you know, Google search algorithm. But search engine marketing simply relies on keywords that you pay for, and the correct keywords can certainly attract high quality traffic to your website. And then, of course, if your website and your content on the site are beneficial to the customer when they get there, you can absolutely count on those that high quality traffic to convert. Building your website out to match how your marketing is going to be out in the real world is another completely different story, but both have to work together. It doesn't pay to pay for keywords on Google when the landing page that you're sending the people to just doesn't also benefit what they're looking for. So they do work one and the same. Search engine marketing is our first thing that we're talking about today, and pay-per-click can be relatively cheap. You can get traffic for under $1 a click, depending on your niche, depending on your industry, depending on how much of a radius you want to put around your brick-and-mortar store, or how much of an impression share you want for your product catalog. But for the most part, it can be cheap. And then, of course, if you're talking about products, it's going to come down to price. We know that. Possibly shipping, but most likely it's going to be price-related. And if you're talking about a brick and mortar and you got a service business like a plumber, heating, HVAC, or you know, like an electrician or something like that, it's going to come down to how fast you can get that person from your website into either a telephone call or a form fill for email to at least set up an appointment and those types of things. So those will all work in conjunction with one another. But for the most part, you know, search engine marketing can be relatively affordable if you do it effectively and you have your campaign set up properly. It's also very easy to just throw money out the window when you're talking about Google Ads and Facebook Ads specifically. So hiring a person like myself, the digital marketing manager, for your small business, even if it's a short-term thing to help get things set up and then to show you how to use them and to optimize for the future, is a huge benefit, and it's a little bit of a weight off your shoulders. You can continue running your business, and once I have everything set up, we just turn it on and we go, and we see what happens in the first month, 2 months, and optimize from there. And it's very easy to learn for the right person, and you can either take it over or continue using, you know, a consultant like myself to keep the traffic flowing. So it does take a little bit of time to optimize for search engine marketing. Like I said, you're going to be going not only talking about keywords, optimizations in that respect, who you're targeting, but then also your website and how that is going to flow a customer or a user from Google search, for example, into a customer on your website. So that's just one way you can get your small business out there. Let's take a look at the second one here. Second one I have on my list is content marketing. Now, this is kind of a big bucket, so to speak. It's a big gray area. It covers a lot of different things. But for the most part, there's a simple do's and don'ts. So the simple don'ts is don't get on social media and just bombard your audience with a bunch of marketing materials, especially if they have no idea who the business even is, you know, as far as social media ads. But if you're talking about social media followers, those people have followed your business either for one reason or another. So they would be familiar with your content. They would be familiar with your business in some ways, at least. However, that doesn't mean bombarding those followers with your marketing materials, you know, every single time you decide to post. When it comes to content marketing, especially for a small business, it might not be as relevant depending on your industry, but you want to focus on quality, not quantity. Now, I'll take a look at content marketing either as a blog post, email marketing, for example, emails you will send out to your customers, or just social media posts. Let's just take social media posts, for example. If you're going to set up 10 social media posts for a month, you definitely don't want to do them all in 1 week. And you want to make sure that the audience understands what you're sharing. And it takes time to build a tone around your business or a writing style that your audience kind of engages with best. So for a few months, you're going to be doing a lot of testing. You want to get a good tone, a good writing style. You want to feel your audience out. Facebook, for example, does have decent demographic data, so you can see, are we talking to 30-year-olds? Are we talking to, you know, 60-year-olds? That's a completely different tone. It's a completely different audience. You want to kind of gauge your content around that. So that goes with your blog posts as well. If you're going to write a blog post and you're trying to lure your customers in organically from search engines, you want to know who you're talking to. Like, you have a business, you know the customer base, what kind of customer comes into your business or interacts with you on a daily or weekly basis. Remember, you're talking to that person every single time. Unless you really want to expand outside of the current demographics for your business, which is a completely, it's a step you can do, but it's something you have to formulate properly. You're talking directly to the customer you see every single day. If that's somebody that's from 20-year-old up to 80, great. Then you can just, that gray box, the gray area, the bucket is much bigger, and you're talking to a wider audience, so you have to have specific tones for each section or for everyone. So as you build out, you know, your content calendar, your content that you have on your website, where it goes on social media and things like that, and you start to see people engage and you want to engage with them also on those posts, you will start to feel like it's easier to produce the content that works. So this is somewhat of a free option for marketing. You are going to put in some sweat equity to build the content or to write the content or maybe even design it through Canva or whatever you want to use for it. But it is there, and once it's out there, it's working for you, and then you can kind of repurpose it and build off of that. So that's our second way that you can market your small business today. And I think I'm going to jump into the third one right away. It goes kind of along with the content marketing, and that's, of course, SEO. So search engine optimization is basically SEO. I have a ton of episodes about that. You can go back and listen to any one of them. SEO is in the title. if I'm talking about it specifically. So I'm not going to get into this too deep. But basically, when you have an online store or a brick and mortar store with a website, search engine optimization is easily the best sustainable marketing channel. It helps you obtain high quality leads depending on how your website is set up. Now, again, this goes in conjunction with your website again. So if you haven't noticed now, the first three we're talking about also have to do with your website. So all of this is an assumption based on you have a website that works for your customers. Many brands use SEO to build the relationships, to kind of nurture, build trust with customers coming in through Google. Most of the time, generating this organic traffic is at zero cost. There may be some cost initially, especially if you work with a person like myself who does the work for you. But after that, it's really evergreen and there's some tweaks. But you can expect a return at least on that initial investment to get it going within 4 to 5 months easily. Once SEO kicks in, you'll start to see traffic to your site and then you can improve on the conversion rates from there. So generating leads through organic traffic is generally free. It's something that I'm very good at and tuned with, especially with everything changing so much on Google. So it's kind of like the top priority for me before we jump into paid advertising. So it's just something I've always known. So like I said, there's a million other episodes I did about it. Go ahead and just search through the archives if you want to learn more about how SEO can impact your local small business or your small business client and go from there. So with that said, I'm just going to move to the next one on the list, and that's number 4, social media marketing. Social media has taken off quite a bit, like a rocket ship in the last couple of years, but definitely in the last 10 years. And since we live in a social world where everybody has an account and people on Facebook are keeping up with their families, they're on Instagram showing puppy dog photos and videos and cruising through TikTok just to get some tips on how to clean the bathrooms. Their eyeballs are there. So being able to manipulate your content to fit into those social channels has become pretty important and a great way to get discovered. Absolutely. To get discovered, to find a good audience. TikTok is one platform that, you know, obviously has blown up in the last 3 to 4 years. More and more people like the short form content, 15, 20 second videos. YouTube Shorts is the same way. Instagram Reels the same way. You got Reels on Facebook, as you can see the trend here. So do you have to market on all of those? I'm going to say no. So, but do test them all. Get used to the content, what works on each platform, how to use the platform. I run into a lot of clients that, you know, they think they want to get on Instagram Reels. They think they know how it works. They build a video. They try to get it out on Instagram. It falls flat. They can't figure out why. Turns out it's a, 75 second video shot horizontally, uploaded to a vertical platform that recommends 30 seconds or less. So those are just the type of things to keep in mind, especially when you're talking about social media and short form content. Now, if you're talking about imagery and those types of things, static images, obviously those work well. There are some parameters that go into that. But as far as like using social media and trying to stay within a budget, or, you know, a $0 budget, that's another one that just takes some sweat equity to get going. If you're worried about social media marketing really eating into your budget, most platforms have the free option. They all, of course, have paid ads, and they're going to get you to try to spend your money to, you know, boost a post or reach a new audience for $14 a week or whatever it is, but it's not necessary. Engaging with your customers on the platform, posting to the platform on a regular basis, that's not every single day or multiple times a day, will definitely get you some reach. Converting social media marketing users into customers, that's a completely different story. The conversion rate's got to be extremely low, if not all the way to zero. But it's the new billboard. So we're talking about people driving down the highway seeing your billboard, where people are scrolling through their social media and they just, their eyes are hitting your messaging. Keep that in mind. They're scrolling past. What stops them from scrolling? They just look. They see, oh, plumbing company. Oh, a brick and mortar store that sells specific types of candles or something. And that just gets their attention and it just pops. It goes into their mind even if they don't interact. We know that subconsciously it will still be in there. And then it's just a matter of, you know, seeing what happens. So social media marketing, it's a great way to market your business on a budget or with no budget, just with a little bit of sweat equity. And, you know, toning your message around your audience. Again, we go back to how your audience works. And again, if you're sending people from social media to your website also has to work just as well. So we're just going to keep that in mind. We're going to keep beating that drum, and eventually everyone will realize having a good website is actually the very first thing. So let's move on the list, and let's get to number 5, which is the age-old tactic of word-of-mouth marketing. This one goes in conjunction really well with social media marketing, because a lot of times you can't get that social media user to stop scrolling, click on a link in the bio, or do some other sort of interaction to get content from you on your website or turn them into a lead. But if someone sees a post that you make on Facebook or Instagram, for example, and they share it, that's word of mouth. That's the same thing. It's just like back in the day when you gave, you know, your customers the best service possible at the old corner store, hardware store. And then they went home and talked to their neighbors about how the experience was so great over at Bob's Hardware. And that's where the neighbor goes to try it out. And they also have a great experience. And then they tell the next person they talk to about Bob's Hardware. That's old school. The social media sharing, that's new school word of mouth marketing. And it works great because it comes from trust. People that are talking to others, they have authority for that person. What they're saying is usually carries some trust with it. It's a social proof type of thing. It's a phenomenon out there that influences people to copy the behavior of others, especially when you're talking about making purchase decisions. We've all seen the videos on Instagram with hundreds of thousands of likes, clearly from a boosted post, but we're looking at that lint thing, that thing that takes the lint off just about everything, and we're all thinking, man, 100,000 people like this thing, I think that's probably going to do it. I have a dog. There's dog hair everywhere. I see those people. There's some social proof on that post. I'm going to probably click the link in the bio and see what the heck this thing is about. And since it's only $6.99, I'm going to buy it even if I end up throwing it in the trash in a week. So that's how social proof works and how it works in conjunction with social media marketing and turning that into word of mouth marketing. It really is the same way. For the most part, you're building a brand ambassador for your business, and you really like those people to continue sharing content. So once you see that engagement, what's sharing, what's being shared out there, remember that, write that down and say, this is how the content we have to create, because every time I do it, it continually gets shared to the next person. So one way you can implement word of mouth marketing is to create a referral program. So it's like a loyalty program. You want your customers to talk to other customers and send them to you. You might offer them a $25 gift card or $50 off their next service if they bring in a qualified customer for your business. That's a great way to get people talking. Incentivize the people that are already your customers. It works on social media. It works online. It works on your website. It works through just about any marketing channel out there, and it does work. So write that one down on your list as another relatively cheap on the budget marketing tactic for your small business, and that is word of mouth marketing. Let's get into number 6, which is influencer marketing. Now, this does not work for every single business out there, brick and mortar or online only, but it is a kind of a new way to help spread the word of your business. It works similar to word of mouth advertising. It works similar to social proof. Basically, you're going to take a person that has tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of followers, find out how much they would charge to just speak about your business or your product. And then that goes to their followers, and you're really just kind of just spreading the word. So, it basically works by leveraging an online presence of content creators to attract leads and spread awareness. It's really a brand awareness thing. If you get leads out of it, that would be phenomenal. But the expectation should be set pretty low on that. But you're basically tapping into their follower account, and it doesn't really matter what platform it's on. You know your audience, where they are, so it would be, you know, based off of that. And you basically are just trying to get eyes on your business and receive immediate results. You can see a big rush, of course, if you have a really good influencer with a really good following, or you can see absolutely nothing. So it is a hit and miss. It's on the list because it's can be relatively cheap. It's kind of a flash in the pan, fly by night type of thing. But when you're choosing an influence, you want to look beyond their follower account and just really make sure that they're a good fit for your business, the message you're trying to send, and the audience you're talking to. Don't just grab any old person that's got an Instagram account with 50,000 followers and expect them to be able to talk about your plumbing company or your product that you just invented or something like that. So there's a little bit of work that goes into it, but you know, for the most part, the budget costs can be pretty low, and it can also work for you. So depending on your niche, depending on the industry, even in the local area, some chambers of commerce have hired social media managers, and they're kind of influencers for the local area. So getting them to come into your business and shoot a short 30-second, 60-second video and talk to you and interview you and get that out on the chamber social media channels is one kind of way of influencer marketing. So they have a incentive to talk to local businesses and to promote them. So why not take advantage of that, you know, that avenue for your business, especially when you're talking about marketing your small business on a budget, you know, in the local area. So before I get into the last one, the seventh way you can market your small business today, especially on a budget, just want to say thanks again. I do would appreciate every subscriber that's on this channel. If you did not subscribe already, please feel free to do so. It's available on any podcast app. So right where you're at, you can just hit subscribe. If you did find this information helpful, a review would be awesome. There's links. The first link is in my description is for reviewing, and that's just the best way to kind of tell others about the podcast and to tell the podcast platform that it's worth listening to. So I'd appreciate that. So with that said, real quick, let's just get into number seven. And that is email marketing. One of my favorites, other than SEO and a good website, is email marketing. Your customers value unique brand interactions. So you can customize email messaging to that customer. Even if you send out 5,000 emails, you can make the message personal to them, and they feel like they're talking, that you're talking directly to them. So whether you have a seasonal promotion coming up, you have discounted products or merchandise or services that you want to push out to your customer base, email marketing is the best way to do it for this marketing channel to work. Obviously, you need an email list. That's very easy to do via website. If you have a brick and mortar, a QR code is real simple, and that can get that list going. Obviously, you have a database of customers. You can market directly to them with an opt-in option. Basically, email marketing stands out from other channels because your messages are landing directly in the person's lap. It's on their phone, their watch, their laptop, their desktop. It gets into the inbox. And from there, it's about connecting your customers through personalized content. So then you craft your message to personally hit that person. Whether you segment your audience or not, or you just blast to everybody that you have on your list, it doesn't really matter. There's a lot of tweaking that can be done, but email marketing works. We all get 4 to 5 emails a week from Amazon, and none of us have unsubscribed. I guarantee that. We do not unsubscribe from our Amazon email list, and that is because those reminders are so personal to each person, to our shopping behaviors, that we want to see them every single time they come through. That doesn't translate directly over to how you would do your email marketing, but if you have good content that you share and it's valuable to the person, they're not going to unsubscribe. And honestly, so many clients I work with get concerned about unsubscribes. You know, this, I sent out an email last week, 5 people unsubscribed. I only have 1,200 left. What do I do? Well, you don't worry about people unsubscribing. They're not going to interact with your business anyway. If they come back and are a customer and they do business with you again, they can be put right back on the email list. It's not a big deal. You want to market to those that care about your business, care enough to stay on your email list and get those specials, those promos, any information you're willing to send out in email marketing. There's a lot of tools out there that are relatively cheap, usually based on subscriber counts. You can, you know, start with MailChimp or Constant Contact, for example, and maybe have 1,000 to 2,000 subscribers before you have to start paying. But a lot of those have caps on how many emails you can send a month. Usually it's way more than you're going to send anyway, but it's a great way to get started in the email marketing world and really just see if it works for your business. So it's a great way to introduce new products, new services, just send value to your customer. Basically, I look at it as kind of like a portable website. You don't always have to have them coming to your website or doing an action in the email, but you're kind of sending a piece of your content to them. It's portable. It's really nice. They can interact with it. They can delete it. Doesn't even matter. Just get the message out there and see what happens. And of course, tied with your website working like a champ and the analytics working even better, you can really dial in those marketing tactics. Every single one I talked about, you can dial in with analytics and really tweak to make it best for your business, your small business, and hopefully you can grow from there. You can find out, you know, which one of these all work. There's seven of them I just gave you. You know, we talked about, you know, content marketing, search engine marketing, SEO, social media marketing, how it works with word of mouth. We got influencer marketing, and of course, finally, email marketing. Well, not all of those might work together for your business. So which one of those works? And after 3 to 6 months of trying each of them or a combination of the two, you should have a pretty good marketing plan figured out, at least something that you think will work and keeps the traffic coming to your website, the phone calls coming in, the appointments being set, and all the good things. So that's really all I have today. I think I'm going to end the episode here. Those are just seven ways you can market your small business. It's especially on a budget. If you have a question or anything you'd like to learn a little bit more about these, feel free to reach out to me. I'd happy to discuss how these would fit into any business that wants to reach out to me and talk about how these tactics can really help them, especially moving forward in this digital world. Other than that, I want to say thanks for listening, and I will see you again next week. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I hope you found the information useful for your small business marketing strategy. Please consider subscribing to get new content as I publish it, usually about once, maybe twice per week. I'd also love to continue this conversation over on Twitter, where you can find me at A1Content. Otherwise, you can visit my website for more actionable digital marketing methods for your small business, especially in your local area. You don't need to leave a review, even though that's awesome. However, I would ask that if you know a small business owner and feel they might benefit from what I shared with you today, share the podcast with them. Word of mouth advertising is the greatest way to spread the love with all the podcasts out there today. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.